Elijah heard a message from the evil Queen Jezebel. Oh no! She loved the fake god Baal, and she wanted to kill Elijah, the prophet of the one true God. The mighty prophet became mighty afraid. He turned around, tucked his robe up into his belt, and started to run fast. He ran as far away from Jezebel as he could go. He and his servant kept on running until they reached Beersheba, a city way down south in the land of Judah. Then Elijah went out alone into the desert. He plopped down under a shady tree and prayed, "Oh Lord, I give up. Please take my life. I am a good-for-nothing prophet." Elijah let out a long, tired sigh. Then he lay back onto the ground and fell asleep under the tree. Suddenly, Elijah woke up. Someone was touching him. It was an angel. "Get up and eat," the angel said. Elijah saw some baked bread and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down to sleep again. A second time, the angel came to him. Elijah ate and drank. Then he got up and hiked for 40 long days to Horeb, the mountain of God. Elijah stayed in a cave on the mountain. Then God called to Elijah.
"What are you doing here?"
Elijah held back his tears.
"I have been trying with all my might to turn the Israelites back to you, the one true God. But they have worshipped fake gods and killed your prophets. I am the only prophet left, and they want to kill me too."
The Lord told Elijah to come out and stand before him. When the Lord passed by, a great wind ripped into the mountains. It broke the rocks into pieces. But the Lord did not meet Elijah in the wind. After the wind came a mighty earthquake. It rumbled in the valleys. It shook the ground below Elijah's feet. But the Lord did not meet Elijah in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire. It crackled and smoked. It lit up the hills with blazes of red and orange. But the Lord did not meet Elijah in the fire. Then Elijah heard the sound of a soft, still whisper.
Elijah.
It was the Lord. He covered his face with his cloak and went to stand at the cave's opening. God asked Elijah again,
"What are you doing here?"
Elijah repeated his sad story. He told God just how bad things were.
"Go back,"
said the Lord. The Lord still had work for him to do. Elijah must not give up. God would also give him a helper named Elisha. Then the Lord said something surprising. There were 7,000 people in Israel. That's a lot. Who never worshipped Baal. Elijah couldn't believe it. Things were not as bad as he thought. God was still working in Israel. And soon God would punish those who did wrong, like evil Queen Jezebel. Elijah started running again, but this time he ran for joy. He ran back, ready to keep serving his God and never, ever give up. Sparkies, here's what you can learn from Elijah's biography. God cared for Elijah when he felt scared and ready to give up. Even when things look bad, God is still at work. Don't give up. Keep serving the Lord. You can read more about the prophet Elijah in your Bible. Look up the Old Testament book of 1 Kings, chapter 19.